We have the charmless misanthrope. Then we have our Bud Light guy, who's the happy couch potato. And then here's a shocker. Even America's most sexiest man alive, the sexiest man alive, gets romantically played these days in a movie. And then on the female side, you have kind of the opposite, which you have these kind of crazy superhero women. You know, you've got Lady Gaga. You've got our new James Bond, who's Angelina Jolie. And it's not just for the young, right? Even Helen Mirren can hold a gun these days. And so it feels like we have to move from this place where we've got these kind of uber exaggerated images into something that feels a little more normal. So for a long time in the economic sphere, we've lived with the term glass ceiling. Now, I've never really liked this term. For one thing, it puts men and women in a really antagonistic relationship with one another, because the men are these kind of devious tricksters up there who've put up this glass ceiling, and we're always below the glass ceiling, the women. And, you know, it's like we have a lot of skills and experience, but it's a trick, so how are you supposed to prepare to get through that glass ceiling? And also, shattering the glass ceiling is a terrible phrase. I mean, that's what crazy person would pop their head through a glass ceiling? So the image that I like to think of instead of glass ceiling is the high bridge. It's definitely terrifying to stand at the foot of a high bridge, but it's also pretty exhilarating because it's beautiful up there, and you know, you're looking out on a beautiful view. And the great thing is there's no trick like with the glass ceiling. There's no man or woman standing in the middle about to cut the cables. There's no hole in the middle that you're going to fall through. And the great thing is that you can take anyone along with you. You can bring your husband along. You can bring your friends or your colleagues or your babysitter to walk along with you. And husbands can drag their wives across if their wives don't feel ready. But the point about the high bridge is that you have to have the confidence to know that you deserve to be on that bridge, that you have all the skills and experience you need in order to walk across the high bridge, but you just have to make the decision to take the first step and do it. Thanks very much.